We decided to run a leadership course for Zimbabweans in the diaspora in the UK and in South Africa because there were some Zimbabweans who were interested in us doing that for them, but also because in talking to them about it, we realised that there's a huge untapped reservoir of skills, if you like, in the Zimbabwean community that they are only partially using at the moment, partly because they're not able to use them as much as they would like professionally, but partly because they don't have the channels and connections that would enable them to be contributing as they would like to Zimbabwe, and they're very aware that there are many, many things that need to be done there. The main thing when looking at the applications for the course was the huge commitment and enthusiasm to Zimbabwe. There were, of course, many issues that people were concerned about, like health and education and governance and the future of Zimbabwe. But really the thing that shone through was the huge desire of Zimbabweans living outside the country to do something constructive to help, both in terms of its reconstruction, but also in terms of the human development of people in Zimbabwe. There are obviously big challenges for anyone outside their home country who wants to try and make an effective contribution to it. And the Zimbabwean diaspora shares this with many other diaspora communities. One of the issues is that they are, to some extent anyway, disconnected from the current reality at home, and therefore sometimes aren't able to gauge what would be the most effective way to contribute. The other is that they are, in being in another country, learning to operate in a different way, operating in a different culture, and sometimes it's not so easy to go back home and to be effective in the place where you came from when, in fact, you have changed the way you do things and are used to living in quite a different world. I think the atmosphere on the first day of the course was tense, would be the best way to describe it. I think people were unsure of what the course would bring. I think we had brought together people from very, very different backgrounds and very, very different communities, and they weren't sure how it was going to be working together over 4 days. But there was also, I think, a lot of excitement and a lot of anticipation of the possible benefits of a course like this. And in fact, that's really what took over quite quickly after the first day or so. Having spent 4 days with this group of people on this course, the thing that really struck me was how determined and committed and astute they are, and how actually many things in the world have been achieved by groups smaller than this who worked effectively together to achieve an end. And that it is really in the hands of Zimbabweans and themselves to make the difference. And they were very clear that this has to be a Zimbabwean thing. It has to be a Zimbabwean solution. It's hard to say, in a way, what did the participants get from the course, because, of course, they are all very different, and many of them had very different ideas and expectations of what they wanted to take away. But my impression for talking to many of them was that we had provided them with a real opportunity to consider how they could go forward as leaders, Zimbabwean leaders in the diaspora, and in particular, how they could work more effectively together as opposed to separately on behalf of their country. So there was a real feeling that this group of people had become, I suppose in the loosest sense of the word, a community, and were committed to trying to bring things about together. And I know that there are a number of things that people are now doing, which are very embryonic, but they're beginning, nevertheless, to find ways to increase the impact of all the very constructive things that they're doing for Zimbabwe. Were there any surprises? Well, I guess the biggest surprise, in a way, was how much fun we all had. And despite the seriousness of the issues and the size of the challenges, they were a great group of people to work with, and we had a lot of fun.